Adopt vulnerability as a leadership strength. Start your leadership journey by changing how you see vulnerability. Let's ask a bold question: what makes you feel vulnerable? Even though everyone experiences vulnerability, we often link it to weakness or feeling unqualified. We're afraid that admitting we don't have all the answers will make us look foolish. So instead of opening up and allowing real connections or problem solving to happen, we put on emotional armor. This creates a barrier between us and our coworkers, between us and the challenges we face, and even between us and our own emotions. But vulnerability isn't a weakness, it's your secret weapon. It's what will turn you from an average leader into an exceptional one. So here's the first key idea: being vulnerable is a courageous act. It means being honest with yourself and your team. Interestingly, the word courage comes from the Latin word cor, meaning heart. It originally meant to speak your mind by telling your heart. Cool, right? Vulnerability is your advantage. It's at the core of creativity and innovation, and it means being okay with failure. In fact, you'll likely need to fail several times before you and your team discover that one idea that pushes everything forward. Build true vulnerability moments. How do you create real opportunities for vulnerability? The second key takeaway is that brave leaders create space for open, heartfelt conversations by offering and asking for honest feedback. Take Brené Brown, for instance. Early on in her company, her team asked to speak with her about their concerns. Brené, showing leadership, agreed to listen. She was taken aback when they pointed out her unrealistic time management. Her tendency to set unachievable deadlines was putting a lot of pressure on the team. Although this feedback was tough to hear, she valued it because she knew that clarity equals kindness. This is a crucial point. By communicating clearly, whether in personal or professional settings, you promote a culture of honesty, which is essential for growth and transformation. Despite the benefits, many people avoid direct communication. We often think it's more considerate not to be fully honest, or we dodge uncomfortable conversations to avoid conflict. However, avoiding these discussions only leads to larger problems down the line. The longer we ignore them, the more they escalate, until they become overwhelming and hard to solve. To prevent this, it's a good idea to have regular check-ins, whether weekly or bi-weekly, where your team can openly discuss any issues they're facing. The first step to solving any problem is curiosity. Instead of just apologizing and moving on, take the time to truly listen. Ask questions like, "Can you explain how this affects you?" Or, "I'd like to understand what this experience is like for you." If this makes you uncomfortable, that's a sign you're on the right path. A great trick is the 8-second rule. That feeling of discomfort usually peaks within 8 seconds, then eases. Enduring those few seconds is far easier than dealing with the long-term effects of ignoring the issue. Finally, it's important to remember that you don't have to have all the answers right away. When you're unsure how to fix a problem, show your team you're committed to finding a solution. Let them know you'll need some time to explore options, and set a follow-up to provide a thoughtful response. This way, you avoid making empty promises or offering quick fixes that may not last. Create meeting spaces for sharing and honesty. One effective way to build a culture of openness and curiosity during meetings is by using an activity called permission slips. This exercise lets you and your team check in with yourselves before the meeting begins, helping to clarify your fears, hopes, or intentions. Here's how it works. Each team member gets a post-it note and is asked to write down one emotion or action they will allow themselves to express during the meeting. Permission slips can be done privately or shared as a group, and they help set a positive tone for the rest of the meeting. This practice not only promotes a safe space for honest communication but also creates accountability. For instance, after the meeting, you could say to a colleague, "I noticed you gave yourself permission to feel frustration during the meeting. How did that work out for you?" Another person might write that they gave themselves permission to take more time before responding to questions. If you see them rushing through their answers, it opens the door to say, "I know you wanted to give yourself more time to think before answering. Do you want to pause and revisit this at the end of the meeting?" Address the gaps in information to prevent misunderstanding. A great way to promote open communication in your team is to use meetings to clarify missing information or data gaps. If you're leading a team, like Brené Brown, you'll recognize that organizations are made up of people who constantly seek patterns and stories to help them understand their environment. Your team members have their own stories they rely on to make sense of their work and role in the team. The problem with stories is that our brains love clear, tidy endings with heroes, villains, and a smooth storyline. We crave clarity. So, when there's missing information, uncertainty, or a lack of transparency, we get uncomfortable. And in response, we naturally start filling in the blanks, creating our own version of events. Unfortunately, the brain doesn't prioritize truth in these moments, it just wants a clear narrative, whether accurate or not. This can lead to serious problems for leaders and businesses. When your team doesn't have the information they need, they start crafting their own versions of reality, which can be harmful in the long run. As a leader, it's your job to check in with the stories your team might be telling themselves. When information is unclear, people tend to create what author and Lamott calls the shitty first draft, SFD. Think about what SFDs your team members might be coming up with right now. What fears or uncertainties might be driving them to fill in the blanks? And what kind of stories might they be telling themselves in the absence of real data? Luckily, there are ways to avoid these harmful SFDs. Promote transparency and sharing stories. As a leader, your first step is to be as transparent with your team as you can. Being open takes courage, but if you're dedicated to building a culture of bravery, you should share as much data and background information as possible. Another effective tool is to schedule shitty first draft, SFD, check-ins in your team's calendar. After a significant meeting or a challenging period, take time for everyone to share the stories they are telling themselves. You can use prompts like, "What I'm observing at work is," or "The story I'm telling myself about this is." This helps people express their thoughts and feelings. For example, someone might say, "I noticed that after I submitted my proposal, you didn't reply to my email. The story I'm telling myself is that you didn't like it, which makes me feel undervalued and less motivated to continue." You could respond by saying, "You're right, I did read it, and I thought we could improve a few things together. I'm sorry I didn't respond sooner, I understand how that could have made you anxious. Can we set a time to discuss it today?" This response gives your colleague reassurance and opens the door for further discussion. Alternatively, you might say, "I'm sorry, I didn't have time to read it, I was dealing with a sick kid last night. Thank you for checking in." By allowing everyone to share their SFDs, you not only become vulnerable but also give others a chance to show empathy. A colleague might respond, "I'm sorry to hear that. Let's grab a coffee, and I can walk you through my proposal." By regularly checking in on these stories and addressing any information gaps, you'll help create a more transparent company culture. Establish core values for guidance and action. With your company culture in place, the next step is to clarify your core values. These values will not only provide guidance but also empower you to make confident decisions. Think of your values as your guiding star, they should shape every decision and action you take. When challenges arise, it's your values that inspire you to get back up and keep striving. Brené Brown discovered that the most courageous leaders she studied had a clear understanding of their values and relied on them during tough times. Take a moment to reflect on what your core values are. At first, you might come up with several ideas, but aim to narrow it down to just two. Brené Brown chose courage and faith as her key values. Why limit it to two? After speaking with many global leaders, she found that while many identified 10 or more values, those who were most open to vulnerability and courage usually focused on only two. This approach makes sense. Having two core values makes them actionable, while a longer list can make it difficult to concentrate and act. Too many values can lead to a collection of nice words that don't genuinely impact your behavior. Therefore, select two essential values and let them guide your actions, especially during challenging times. Overcome perfectionism for effective leadership. The last barrier to great leadership is perfectionism. It prevents us from being truly courageous and growing. From a young age, we learn to protect ourselves from feelings like disappointment and hurt by building emotional walls. However, to lead with courage, we need to confront vulnerability. A major blocker in this process is perfectionism. If we want to be bold leaders, we must discard the idea that perfectionism is beneficial. Many people think perfectionism is about self-improvement and aiming for excellence, but it's actually about seeking approval from others. Perfectionists often grow up in environments that celebrate their achievements, leading them to develop harmful beliefs that persist into adulthood. This creates a cycle of trying to please others, performing for validation, and competing with peers. In contrast, individuals with a healthy desire for success focus on self-improvement, constantly asking, "How can I get better?" While perfectionists worry about, What will others think of me? Moreover, perfectionism has a darker side. Research links it to addiction, anxiety, and depression. Perfectionists often miss out on opportunities because their fear of criticism keeps them from fully participating in life. To become a daring leader, let go of perfectionism and accept the challenges ahead. You may make mistakes, but you will also gain the courage to succeed and lead effectively. Key points. 1. Honest communication builds trust and promotes team growth. 2. Regular check-ins help tackle issues before they escalate. 3. Curiosity and active listening are key to understanding team dynamics. 4. Change your view of vulnerability. It's not a weakness but a leadership strength. 5. Create safe spaces for sharing feelings and thoughts. 6. Transparency reduces misunderstandings and promotes collaboration. 7. Focus on two core values to guide your leadership decisions.